Random House Audio presents The Botox Diaries by Janice Kaplan and Lynn Schnernberger. Read for you by Anna Gasteyer. Champagne corks are popping, and it's only 5 a.m. Darling, Lucy trills as I groggily cradle the phone between my ear and my goose-down pillow. I didn't wake you, did I? Of course not. Why would I be asleep at this hour when I could be up repotting the azaleas? Where are you? Traveling? L.A., darling, Lucy says. Working. I knew that. When she's in New York, Lucy lives around the corner in a big Tudor house, but she regularly packs off to Burbank to produce glamorous TV shows. Being on the opposite coast causes her to sink into saying, darling, too much. Everything okay? I ask. Absolutely, yes, Lucy says, as I hear another champagne cork popping. She bursts into giggles. Watch it, darling. What's going on there? I ask. Oh, it's not what you think. We're rehearsing for a show, and there's a scene with Dom Perignon. We're using real French champagne, even for the sound check. French champagne. I sit up, abruptly realizing that when the phone rang, I had been dreaming about Jacques, my very own Frenchman. We were lying naked, with our arms wrapped around each other at the edge of a warm, sunny beach. He was kissing me passionately as the waves lapped over us. Wait a minute. Didn't I see that same scene in some old movie? I put the phone down and noticed the TV across the room is still flickering. I must have fallen asleep watching From Here to Eternity. Again. Yoo-hoo! Lucy calls impatiently. Earth to Jess, you still with me? I clear my throat. Jacques, I say. We were making love. Jacques?